Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, hallelujah.
Yes, and well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, we are back again for another episode. Yes, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemya of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful, very, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But we should be very thankful. Yes, very thankful. The Most High has made a promise that he will restore, to human conscience all the truth, my brothers and sisters, that is so very necessary. I said that it's so very necessary that we account it true in our stance to defend the truth, the eternality, the sanctity of the holy name. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is our obligation to preserve the sanctity and eternality of the premises and principles of the holy kingdom? It's important, my brothers and sisters, very important that we understand what Messiah said in advance is the utmost command of all. Deuteronomy 6:4 related, Micaiah, Matthew. Yes, my brothers and sisters, how about Mark? Mark 12:29-31. Says that we all must love the Most High. We must love what is necessary that we all discern him as one. With all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this we must do. If we are to prove that we love Yah. Yes, indeed, we must keep, defend, guard, seek, maintain his commandments. Hereby we, the scripture says in 1 Yohanan, 5th chapter, hereby we know we love the children of Yah when we love him and keep his commandments. In other words, we should all seek fully what is necessary, that no man deceives his brother. I repeat, we all must seek the truth, that no man deceive his brother. We must seek the truth, my brothers and sisters. We have the word of truth, whereby we may defend, prove ourselves, my brothers and sisters, defenders of the truth. We must attain. I said we must attain the knowledge of the truth. That we indeed, my brothers and sisters, can prove that we love it. We prove, my brothers and sisters, we are steadfast in the will of the Most High. For whoever has not the love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, has not the love of Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand that we all have then a responsibility, a duty, that we must attain. I say we have a responsibility that we must attain the knowledge of the truth, that we be able to defend the sanctity. I said the sanctity of the holy name. And my brother says that we be able to defend the sanctity, the honor of the holy kingdom. Against all the errant, presumptuous, and so often, my brothers and sisters, irreverent intrusions after the pollutions of men. I ask the question, of what good would a soul be that is so easily dissuaded away from the knowledge of the truth, or dissuaded along an errant path, that would so easily be dissuaded to lead others along an errant path, that for lack of knowledge knows not the truth, nor can defend it. Think about it. What did Messiah say? I repeat, Mark 12:29-31. Yah is one. However, the leaders, when they say that somehow the Most High is complicit with a multitude of diverse designs, I said, when the leaders say that somehow the Most High is complicit, even favors a multitude of inconjunct, diverse, juxtaposed designs and contradictions, they are actually telling the people that though they say the Most High is one, they're saying that he is not. They're calling him an indiscriminate and unholy being. Whenever they say the Most High somehow favors and delights in a multitude of differing human vanities. In Malachi, I'm coming back to Mark 12:29. In Malachi, we are warned that the Most High wants, yes, my brothers and sisters, unto himself a pure people. That's the reason why the scripture says that he wants a pure offspring unto himself. Read Malachi 2:15. And my brothers and sisters, anyone who would seek that the Most High be granted an offering impure, well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, that is not by any means what anyone who has even a residue of the Spirit might begin to presume. So we are all to guard ourselves that there be no deception among us. If you read on, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that men, the rulers, have said, somehow everyone who walks after his evil departed, oppositional. How about contradictory opinions? Something falling away from the pure, perfect word of the Most High. Men have said that somehow these are somehow good, complete, acceptable in the sight of the Most High, and that He delights in such. As if the Most High will never judge His people after righteous judgments. My brothers and sisters, Scripture tells us the Messiah will appear as the Lord for with whom all should be seeking, because He comes to restore righteousness as of old, that men might discern what indeed is the pure, perfect will of Yah. For never once did the Most High ever say that a multitude of contradictions is acceptable unto Him, and certainly not unto salvation. How can a multitude of deleterious oppositional statements guard the sanctity and peace of His kingdom? How can a multitude of oppositional statements, my brothers and sisters, be a covenant? A multitude of oppositional statements, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant, not the gospel, not life nor peace, but my brothers and sisters, a gathering, is nothing less than a gathering conspiracy under the preservation of sin, illusions, and lies. Till a man knows the truth, what else but a lie does he know? And what else, my brothers and sisters, but the harmonics of illusion is what he exudes unto the deception of another. And think about it. Messiah said in Matthew 4:4, I was getting at that. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. It means, my brothers and sisters, that man lives after the procession of the truth. But after a mass of lies, my brothers and sisters, he perishes. He dies. Man, he who dies without the law, the scripture says, perishes without the law. He who dies without the truth, my brothers and sisters, perishes a liar. How are we so sure, so many among us, so sure that entrusting leaders who call a multitude of differing denominations and ideas all part of the faith? How dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that after such as this, we've still yet been true to the will of one? Think again, my brothers and sisters. Yah is one. He requires, after the very nature of oneness true to Him, He requires that every living soul seek all that is His pure and perfect will, that we all agree as one, and there be no divisions amongst us, and that in all things, my brothers and sisters, we might agree. That's why the scriptures say we must love Him, seek Him. The word for love is also connotes the idea about seeking with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that we all might agree. And my brothers and sisters, that this be for this operation, pursuit of the truth, might be for the mutual good of all. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, we love one another. We seek the truth for the good of one another. And that's what it means, my brothers and sisters, when it says we should love our neighbor even as ourselves. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, just as we would seek the truth that we not be misled, so we must seek the truth for the good of one another. No question about it. I've been talking about it lately. Scripture says that the reason why Messiah comes in the last days, so all have fallen short of the glory of Yah, and fallen short of the honor of the knowledge of the truth. It's time we then understand, my brothers and sisters, rather than arguing amongst one another, far better that we seek the exceeding truth that for so many ages has been lost. But the scriptures actually do relate, prophetically speaking, and that in the time Messiah appears is because this world has been misled far from the truth for a very, very long time. Those who don't know what I'm talking about, please examine the article on my website at hiddengospel.com, an article in particular called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Well, the scriptures actually say that after that time, there'd be a rise of false prophets. How about partial doctrine? Not true to the spirit that teaches all things, leading men to perceive while still yet in the darkness that they have walked in the fullness of the light, and never seeking therefore because of the fatal flatteries of the rulers. So many of my brothers and sisters not even being inclined to realize the need to seek the greater truth that for so long has been missing. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not part of His Word. When He signs His name, He says that He signs His name to a covenant that identifies with Him. He does not oblige Himself, my brothers and sisters, with merely part of His Word, but all that is His Word. It's time we understand. And it's after partialities that we see so many differences, so much disagreement. And I talked about this on last evening, last couple of nights. Scripture says Messiah will come in the last days, Isaiah 55, to bring a restoration of a people, my brothers and sisters, consecrated of old, to be a light, an invariant light to all the nations. That means that they themselves must come to the pure, perfect knowledge of the truth to serve their purpose. That we all become an invariant light unto the knowledge of the truth for the sake of the blessing of all the wavering wavering nations, that all have an opportunity to come to what is consistent. Again, we have a responsibility to seek the whole truth, that we might be a genuine blessing after a pure, perfect word for the good of all. I have to think about that, my brothers and sisters, because, quite frankly, after the rulers of this earth who exercise what they call religious freedom, men saying that they have a right to say whatever they will about the Most High, there's not been a true vow unto the Most High for such ideas. Like I said, Isaiah 55 says our people are being consecrated. I said being consecrated, my brothers and sisters, to be a light to all nations. The Most High has to admonish the many to realize that our thoughts have not been like His thoughts. They should have been. And our ways have not been like His ways, but they should have been. If we were subject to Him, my brothers and sisters, entirely as we should be, the differences among us, opinion and doctrine, the irrationalities that are among us, the divisions that are among us would not exist. But Yah indeed is one. So Isaiah 56 talks about the righteousness of Yah being revealed, and it says, blessed are those who keep His Shabbat to do the things that please Him, also to the son of the stranger, Gentiles. Jew and Gentile must keep, my brothers and sisters, the same word of life and peace for there to be peace. According to the righteousness, the Most High said in the last days He would reveal again. Dare men say that they've kept the Shabbat, the day the Most High is consecrated, that we might seek His pure and perfect will, that we might be made complete? Dare men say they've kept the Shabbat after a mass of rulers who uphold and maintain a multitude of partial standards, partial doctrines, administration, my brothers and sisters, that can only be called misadministration?
misinterpretation, maintaining even lies that stand against men discerning the truth? That's not true keeping of a Shabbat. It says keep my Sabbaths. Something to think about it, what it means there. Messiah said he is Lord also of the Sabbath day, meaning that the doctrines that are kept in it must be true to all his word, and not after the designs of another. Else, my brothers and sisters, there is neither peace nor completion, nor rest, but a multitude of contentious contradictions, after which my brothers and sisters on the Shabbats, the feasts, and certainly my brothers and sisters also in the heathen, in the days of the heathen, which people gather, all the Most High sees people arguing against one another in a manner after which he cannot be pleased and cannot be to his glory. So the leaders, my brothers and sisters, who seek to compel the people to pursue only a multitude of partial standards, where after which there is only quarreling, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in their lack of discipline, in the inconjunctivity of their thinking, I say their lack of cohesion and rationality in their thinking, their lack of, my brothers and sisters, of respect for the pure, perfect will of Yah, seeking to maintain a multitude of exploitive, partial, and perverse standards. My brothers and sisters, these undisciplined bastards only flatter the ways of death. And my brothers and sisters, do not uphold the true way of life. Again, my brothers and sisters, I have to say it for what it is. Since the leaders uphold a multitude of partial standards, how is it that unless men discern to seek beyond them all, shall they ever truly keep a Shabbat day, a day consecrated by the Most High unto rest and peace, wrought of completion? So people become complete, my brothers and sisters, upholding the multitude of partial standards, and dare say unto the Most High, such as this is a covenant? I say it's time we think again. You know, it's amazing. A lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that could be believed by many unto their redemption. But so many have refused to believe, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of the earth have conspired against the Most High, conspired against the truth, conspired to keep men in blindness. So many refuse to believe, my brothers and sisters, that these leaders who are so boisterous in their teaching so often have no real love of the truth, steadfastness under the Most High at all. And they seek, my brothers and sisters, well, let's put it like this. They seek to find ways to keep the people blind and predisposed, that they refuse to seek the word of salvation that was from the beginning. And like the scripture says that Isaiah 64:4 says, the beginning, how about from the fall? Eyes have so often refused to see and hear the glory of the honorable word the Most High declared for those who would love and seek him. It's amazing. The scriptures tell us there's only one Savior, one standard after which man has harmony in all the, with all the universe. But refusing to believe, my brothers and sisters, that Yah is one by upholding a multitude of opposing standards, refusing to seek the pure, perfect truth, men seek after imperfection. Instead of upholding truth, they uphold a lie. Dare men say that they serve the Most High by preserving mass illusions, deceptions? Dare the people say that they shall be gathered unto salvation, oneness in the Most High, by the many who speak and preach differently? I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says, none righteous, no, not one, Men not discerning how much more they need to seek Yah, all following after evildoers. I'm talking about Psalms 14 and Psalms 53. If we examine closely the scriptures in Matthias 5:14-24, realize that anyone who would lead the people to oppose a multitude of partial doctrines, perversely deceptive doctrines, whoever would do this, my brothers and sisters, is guilty even unto hellfire, and whoever follows after them, not seeking the greater truth, the scripture says, shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Shall my brothers and sisters, shall all a man have is a pack of lies, and say that after a pack of lies he defends the holy name? We are held accountable, my brothers and sisters, to seek the truth. What does scripture actually say in the book of Jacob? Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of changing. They say we must receive the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. We can't defend the truth with a pack of lies, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, we cannot defend the truth, cannot defend the holy kingdom with a pack of lies. We can only have true faith in the Most High, my brothers and sisters, by the grace, the gift of His revealing Himself. But there are those who prefer to believe that whatever they believe is the gift of Yah, oftentimes refusing to examine those words, what they have believed, their doctrines. See if they are absolutely true. All the Most High has declared that every word they believe and speak might be a righteous example, a word that reinforces the opening of the mind unto the next dimension of truth rather than acts as an obstacle against. That's all discerning. As one, what the Most High requires of us if we're going to be called worthy of the holy name. Think about it. What is it then, my brothers and sisters, shall be the fate of the rulers who conspire against men recognize what it means to say that Yah is one, who conspire against men seeking the fullness of the knowledge of the truth? Like I said, loving and seeking the Most High, that no man be deceived. What about if they instead, as political leaders, uphold a system that the leaders tell the people they are duty bound after the rules of a Babylonian system to maintain a multitude of contradictions, a multitude of lies, multitude of diverse opinions, simply because they say enough people have favored to believe them? What about, my brothers and sisters, if we find that your leaders have been conspirators against us all seeking the truth, conspirators against us all seeking what is necessary, that we all agree in the Most High as one? If they compel you to defend every man's, they say, right to lie against the truth. They don't call it that, but what else is it? Become a multitude of, like I said, entirely opposed ideas. And you say you will defend every man's ideas, whether you agree with them or not, or whether they are obliged the truth of the scriptures or not. Whose servant have you been? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If the leaders stand against the Shema, which is the primary rule of Shamaim, the kingdom of Yah, what kingdom, my brothers and sisters, do they work for? I dare say, my brothers and sisters, like I've said before, the word for heaven, Shamaim, relates to people of the Shema, who seek the whole truth for the mutual good of one another, for the sanctity, infirmity, strength of what must become an eternal kingdom revived. Premises of a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, must be, let's say those principles must be revived if they remain with us forever. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, if you really understand Matthew 5:14-24, the leaders who compel the people to defend one another's differences, my brothers and sisters, defend and flatter what can never be a covenant. They've actually compelled the people to defend the past. I say they've actually compelled the people to defend the past to mutual damnation. What then should come of them? Scripture says in Galatians, if any man preaches another gospel, how about contradictions against, how about worldly contradictions against the one holy kingdom? He said, let him be accursed. What are the rulers done, my brothers and sisters? How is it that men who follow them have been deceived to follow them say they should yet have life? Your rulers, your politicians, your pastors upholding and compelling people to uphold multitude of opposing doctrines, lying confusions. Quite frankly, according to the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, because they uphold deceptions against the awakening of the human soul, can only be damned servants of a Babylonish hell against the kingdom of truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they do this, every last one of them. Think about Isaiah 24, saying men have broken the everlasting covenant. Man was created that he might defend and maintain the truth. As soon as man began to believe a lie, my brothers and sisters, and defend the lie, need to ask the question, whose word have men defended? And unto whom have they been a servant? Woe to those who disconcert the people, and entire nations are left constantly exploitable. After what the scriptures call the wiles and the schemes of devils. Those who preach, my brothers and sisters, unclean, impure, imperfect word, flattering men to believe that after such oppositional expressions, ideas, desires, they still love and praise. Compel me people to believe and walk after multitude of differences, do they still love and praise the Most High? Wake up town, brothers and sisters. It's time to wake up past this. A lot of false rulers, my brothers and sisters, have compelled deception, murdered so many in the, like what happened in the first century. All some people know is lies, and many are compelled to believe it because lies are all they know. That the deceivers, my brothers and sisters, well, what are men compelled to believe that? Well, even compel the desire to believe deceivers rather than believe that they have been deceived. Unwilling, my brothers and sisters, to seek fully what the Bible does teach, men have defended a pack of lies. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that due to the intrusions of principalities and powers, false rulers having invaded among the churches, there has been few to guard the doors of the minds, men believing that the leaders in their corruption are wise, believing that the leaders of holiness, open minds to honor of deceit, have not looked for the height, depth, and breadth of a word, discern where there is error. My brothers and sisters, to be so deceived is to be left without the equipment necessary to defend the truth. And since Messiah said, if you love me, keep, and that means also defend my commandments, his truth, conscience he gives in the world against all those who are corrupted. I ask again, what good is the soul that can only be an open door for more lives. That can only be, my brothers and sisters, the preservation of a lie. Messiah said whoever would not exceed the unrighteousness. How about the lies of the principalities and powers of rulers? He said they shall not enter the kingdom of Yahweh. All I can say about it, my brothers and sisters, man is certainly obligated to find the truth if he wants life, because the true way of life has no contradiction in it. Men have loved the mass of lies and dare to call it salvation, refusing to understand that for so many, misconceptions are all we know. Hosea 4:1-6, the Most High has a controversy with his people because they're so busy listening to others, they won't listen to him. I mean, so busy listening to the partial and hasty conclusions, the impaired and false reasoning of their leaders, that they won't listen to him. Scripture says because the people would not listen to the Most High and would not remember the true law of order. Scripture says, in fact, my brothers and sisters, because men will not respect. How about, brothers and sisters, the spirit that is necessary to see the true life is contained in the words? But the end result, my brothers and sisters, has been a multitude of mass misinterpretations. A man not knowing. Why what is said is said. It's so easily misled. Never discern right at the point. Sad how the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have not compelled people to understand what it means in 2 Thessalonians, talking about after the intrusion of the rulers. Indiscriminate mind, men have not discerned the preciousness of the truth, having not a love of the truth. They love lies. And Messiah has to come to expose that pretense that men finally be free. But how many of my brothers and sisters look forward to the appearing of one who must deliver his people from all they themselves who beguile the people? Did you really think they were going to tell you about this? Wake up time, brothers and sisters. It's wake up time that we realize that if we are the army of the Most High, by no means, my brothers and sisters, should it be the values of an opposing army that we can defend, preserve, and maintain. Wake up time. Yes, indeed, that's what it is. Psalms 2, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. But people still find it so hard to believe in a multitude of differences that the leaders have conspired against the Most High. My brothers and sisters, the only way you get all these differences is because there's been conspiracy against the truth. Man falling away from the righteousness of Yah has not wanted to believe that what he has defended has been a lie. Has not wanted to believe that he didn't. He's fallen from knowing the truth that he might defend it. That he's fallen away from the knowledge of the truth. That he might prove he loves it. So men say they love the truth just because they say they what they love, or they would dare to declare that what they believe is the truth, and having, my brothers and sisters, not ever really hurting for the Most High. What is the truth they must defend? Collective, what is the collective truth they must defend? Well, I see all kinds of insanity being called the word of the scripture all the time. Like I say, 45,000 denominations all declaring something different. Saying the Bible says something that it actually really does not. A lot of things could be said, my brothers and sisters, concerned about such the multitude of such corrupt doctrines. But here, I'd like to go ahead and hit on something very quickly. There are those who actually believe that the earth is flat. They actually believe, my brothers and sisters, that the earth is not a spherical globe suspended in space. Which actually, my brothers and sisters, is what it is. And they say that it is the scriptures, is after the scriptures, that they're inclined to believe this. Many things can be said, my brothers and sisters, about this, but I'd like to ask the question, if the earth is flat and we can see from here to the moon, certainly the moon is farther away from the earth, all the full size of what the earth is. How is it that even for, say, the distance between New York and the Empire State Building, if you will, it's impossible to see, for instance, the Chicago Tower? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that it's even with the most powerful telescope? I said even with the most powerful telescope, if a man were to be at a place, say, even a few thousand feet up, it's not possible to see more than, say, 100 miles or so before one sees the horizon. Incapable of seeing what's over the sides of it. There's a lot I could simply say, my brothers and sisters, but all the ways that it's evident that this earth, I mean, eclipses, hey, sunrise, sunset, being at different times, viewed at different times on earth. So many ways it's possible to prove that the earth is a sphere, my brothers and sisters, and not flat. But one of the simplest ways I can relate what needs to be understood to end the illusion. And there are those who would not like to hear this because if one is rational, my brothers and sisters, it's a statement that ends the debate. There's a need to look at the Hebrew word. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? There's a need to look at the Hebrew word that's often translated earth. Eretz. You may have heard Eretz Israel means land of Israel. That same word for Eretz is translated earth many times. It's translated land. It's also at times even could be translated as the dust of the earth, or the clay of the earth. I want you to think about something. How is it that, well, the same phenomena exists both in the open seas, no tall buildings in the midst. On the open seas, the same phenomena exists out in the midst of a desert where there are no tall buildings to stand, an obstacle in the way. You still see what are the extremities. I want you to understand what I just said. At the horizon, the extremities of the earth are the extremities of the water. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, sometimes when the scripture says they have down there earth, it could relate, my brothers and sisters, an island. As a continent, it even is a large island. As the land, my brothers and sisters, is suspended, I said the flat land could be suspended, my brothers and sisters, on the foundations that are under the water that allow the land to be upon firmament, habitable above the waters. But there are those who translate that scripture and actually mean that they actually believe. Now the whole earth is flat. Coming out of water at the foundation. And the scripture says it's upon the floods. He has established it. Did you hear my brother and sister? I'm talking about Psalm 24. Earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. It says, He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. When land first, my brothers and sisters, was divided from the waters, it just simply related that land transcended the height or the depth of the seas. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's possible for a land mass, an island, a continent, to have its extremities to the north, the south, the east, to the west, or its extremities, my brothers and sisters, at which it meets the seas, or even a river, or even for that matter, my brothers and sisters, another kingdom. But that does not mean the whole earth is flat. Sometimes I listen to some of these people who call themselves flat earthers. And I have to ask a question. How many of them have stood in a very high place? I have. Not far from here, there's a place called Fredericksburg. There's a place there called Enchanted Rock. You can actually see this huge spherical boulder coming up out of the earth. You see about a half of it coming up out of the earth. For as much as 50 miles or more from that spot, it's just that high. More than a few of my brothers and sisters have I climbed to the top of that rock. Look upon the above. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, with the strongest telescope available, it's not even hardly possible from where that sea is to even clearly see Austin, San Antonio, which quite frankly are within 100 miles or so of that spot. Why? Because those cities are beyond the horizon. Meaning, again, my brothers and sisters, the earth is a sphere. I would go as far as to tell you that from the top of that rock, you can actually see the curvature of the horizon in the distance. Airplane, it's possible to do the same. Or let's say a jet, it's possible to do the same. I can only tell you in a plane that heads, I say that heads due east from here. It is very much so possible where you see the sun at one time and the sunrise come over the edge of the horizon to the east. It is possible, my brothers and sisters, to go straight due east from here. And finally arrive at a place where the sun is overhead. How is it possible, my brothers and sisters, that something like that could occur? As I see, finally chasing us, as I said, the sun beyond the horizon. How is it possible, my brothers and sisters, that the sun at some point would be directly overhead that was once over the horizon? Heaven help us, my brothers and sisters. And I mean, listen to what I'm saying. Meet a spot where the sun is directly overhead, where from the place where you left, the sun might seem to even just be rising. Think about it. New York to L.A., 4 hours. Sun already risen in New York, 4 hours before it arises in L.A. If the earth is flat and the sun above, how is it, my brothers and sisters, we all don't see the rising of the sun at the same time across the earth? But like I said, the word "erets" in Hebrew does not always refer to the whole world. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It does not always refer to the whole world, but just many times, brothers and sisters, the habitable land, wherever they may be. The word for world, table. Amazing.
Nice.
Simply relates, my brothers and sisters, to the inhabitable. How about my brothers and sisters oftentimes seeing flat land? But my brothers and sisters, that's only a section of the surface of the earth. It's not the whole earth. Well, tell me, I only got about a minute or so left. I think some times that I've related things, statements, ideas, and precepts that end so much of the debate and doubts, and I've seen times in certain shows I've actually sought to grant input that thrive on debates, but when certain words end the debates, they show that they do not desire such statements at all. What do you say, my brothers and sisters, about system and institutions that would preserve a multitude of contradictions, that they could have these debates again? Messiah comes to end such confusion. Why are there so few to do the same? To we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under the might, strength, majesty, and praise of the Most High always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Please be sure to check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, A Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Prophetic Proof. Discern, my brothers and sisters, the words of the scripture that the leaders of this earth prefer that you never know, that the contentions brought at the hands of devils might what? Continue? Find out the truth, my brothers and sisters, at the ends of lies. Become a defender of the hope of peace, that with your soul the Most High might be pleased. Again, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Thank the Most High that He is bringing to bear in these latter days the truth that He said that He would. We become again a strong people.